Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of Growth Through Failure, Turning Our Setbacks into Stepping Stones, where we'll break down how to learn, grow, and succeed, not avoiding failure, but because of failure. My name's Rob Statham. I'll be your host today, and we'll dive in how to embrace failure, incidents, events, setbacks, to fuel both personal and organizational transformation. But failure is the starting point. When something goes wrong, it produces pain. That's how we recognize it. And failure is not the end of the road. It's actually a beginning. It's the starting line. It's the opportunity to reset, to rethink things, and to move forward, rebuilding, making changes, so we're better moving forward. I have experienced this firsthand over and over again, investigating industrial failures throughout multiple different industries. And when you face failure head on, you have the opportunity to unlock growth that you can't get from success alone. So I want to talk to you today about how to do it. How do we harness failure and use it as a powerful tool or opportunity to improve, to grow? So to understand growth through failure, the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is why failure produces pain. Failure can really feel tough. It's uncomfortable, it's frustrating, and it can be very painful. The higher the consequence, the more the pain. But it's also one of the best teachers we will ever have. And the key is we have to have a shift in our mindset. We have to quit avoiding failure or fearing failure, and we must embrace it as an essential step in learning, in other words, in getting better, improving. Each failure we face, each incident, is loaded with insight if we're willing to look for it. That's the important part. Take this as an example. Imagine a small business launches a product and it flops. Instead of chalking it up as a total loss and moving on, think about if they sat down and actually started to dig in to why it failed. They started looking at the customer feedback, whatever information they had on that market, and they also began to look at themselves, look at their own processes. And as they begin to identify gaps, they then can make adjustments moving forward. And through that cycle is how they grow. Every failure is literally a lesson in disguise. Practical tip, if you want to learn from failure, approach it that way. Really look at the evidence, identify gaps, and when you begin to learn things, make sure that you log those things. Write down at least three things you learned when you have an incident or an event that causes you pain, and three things you're going to change moving forward because of what you learned. This will help reinforce the positive part of learning from failure. Otherwise, we just experience the pain, and we don't want to learn from failure. We want to run from it. It's very important that you have a positive outcome from this. So make sure the things you learn, you document. And also, you put them in practice. Learning is not just about gaining information or knowledge. We truly haven't learned until we change. I forget the gentleman that's famous for saying all learning results in change. He was a professor at UCLA, Leo. I'm just having a mental block on his last name. I'll probably remember it in about 5 minutes. But let me move on. The next thing that we have to talk about is why it's so important for us to grow, to improve when we are confronted with failure. Ignoring failure or hiding from it, honestly, it just delays our growth. It puts us in pattern where we just keep in the same rut, going around the same mulberry bush, if you will, over and over. And problems never go away on their own. They don't. They actually fester. It's like you're getting a sliver in your hand. It keeps talking to you. It gets louder and louder. But facing failure head on when you notice it, that is exactly what builds resilience. And it helps build a culture where mistakes aren't something to be avoided or feared, but honestly studied and learned from. Think of a manufacturing plant where there's a safety incident. Instead of people blaming each other, it's a place where leadership and performance actually improves. That's so important with your culture. That's the power, honestly, of reflection, of introspection, benefits of embracing failure. You'll make better decisions moving forward. It builds trust within the people you work with, the people that work for you. Transparency always translates to trust. You'll also begin to excel at innovation because people aren't in bondage to fear. They're not afraid of having a bad idea or something that won't work. That's actually what empowers innovation. And you're tapping in then to the most valuable asset any organization has, its people. You've heard me in the past. I often talk about people cause problems, which is true, but we also are the reason everything goes right. And innovation is critical for us to grow and improve. And to do that, we have to get rid of fear. And that brings people to a place where they are walking around with a mindset looking to learn from things that go wrong and improve, rather than avoid opportunities to learn. And all of these things help sweep away that hidden drag on performance. We call it latency, the way we are that creeps in. And the way we are is what contributes to our problems. And when people see that, they see their part. The way I am, that will help transform an organization. That's how people learn. And to turn it into a lesson, just at a very high level, it's about having an approach, right? You need to see the failure. You're certainly not going to try and sugarcoat it. You don't want to sweep it under the table or avoid it. You want to analyze it. You do want to look at evidence. You want to get input from the people involved. Very important. Different perspectives will always reveal blind spots, and document these things. And as a group, you can ask, what did we learn and what needs to change? And it's from that you can come up with a plan for specific steps that you're going to do things differently moving forward. to help avoid recurrence of an incident. You can follow up on those things, and that accountability, it builds trust and it also fuels progress. Think about a sales team that misses their goals. It's easy to blame the market or to look at their approach and just try and adjust messaging. But over time, to improve, they have to have a sincere look at what happened and why, and then tweak things moving forward based off of what they learned. It's learning from setbacks that help us improve. It's not avoiding setbacks. If an organization truly wants to thrive, they need to cultivate a culture that welcomes honest conversations about failures. You need to build a culture that wants to learn and grow through failure, where leaders begin to open up and share where lessons they've learned and where they've contributed to incidents, where people are put in a place where they see they can talk about mistakes openly, and it's not something that's going to hang on them or haunt them as they move forward. It's an atmosphere, a culture, if you will, that rewards learning, not just success. We love to celebrate success, and we should celebrate success, but we also should celebrate learning. Learning is success. It's just coming on the heels of a problem, but it's success because we're recognizing how to improve and not experience the same type of thing in the future. Where we reward people, right? And I'm just talking with an attaboy, with a good job, people that take accountability, people that improve, right? Where people, teams are being trained and everyone is growing in their skills, both to analyze and to address problems. And hopefully they're looking at smaller and smaller problems because the cause of all problems are smaller problems that were never addressed. Where they can, a culture where reviewing things like this is normal, it's routine. They regularly reflect on what went wrong and how to improve, to remember. Real cultural change, it takes persistence and consistency. That's absolutely the key. It's persistence and consistency. We have a fantastic process that will help any organization or person learn from failure and address it moving forward in a way that they can start to recognize the things that are contributing to problems before they have problems. So today, I think we've talked about failure's inevitable, but it's certainly not a roadblock. Honestly, failure's the fuel that helps individuals and organizations grow stronger, to be sharper and more accountable. We need to learn to embrace failures, to own it, so we can extract lessons from it and then act on those learnings. That's how we recommend that you move forward with confidence and momentum. Please don't ever forget, failure is not your enemy. Failure is your fuel. It just takes someone to use it wisely. And hopefully that's who I'm talking to. Well, until next week, and I probably shouldn't say next week, it's probably going to be next year. Have a Merry Christmas and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Fail Safe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.